Welcome to Live, Love, Engage, the podcast where we share practical advice from a spiritual perspective on how to create a life and business with more impact, influence, and income. I am your host, Gloria Grace Rand, the insightful copywriter and founder of The Love Method. My mission is to help you stop doubting yourself so you can live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically. Namaste, and welcome to Live, Love, Engage. And today is a solo episode where I'm just going to be talking with you without having a guest on the show. And I wanted to chat with you about the importance of giving yourself grace to not get everything done, or not to give into the shoulds. You know, I really should be doing this. I really need to do this. I need to get this work done, but I don't feel like it. We actually recently had Becca Lori Hector on the program, and she's an autism advocate, and she talked about about when you don't feel like doing something, and how to be able to, when you know you still have to do something, and how to be able to do it. And she had some ideas about, you know, being creative or just actually giving yourself grace not to do it. And I wanted to share my experience with that, because yesterday I had this issue where there are a lot of things that I want to do in my business, and I need to redo my autoresponder series just to give you some ideas about what I need to do. I wanted to create some new lead magnets, just a whole bunch of different things. And as I was pondering what to do first yesterday, what came up for me was just this feeling of overwhelm. And I just felt like, I don't want to do any of it, because it's like, it's just too much. It was just too much. And I got into this paralysis mode. So first thing I did was I pulled out my journal and I said, what's going on here? And I spent a couple minutes journaling. Didn't really get very far. And then I decided to go into, I belong to a Facebook group that it's a coaching program that I'm in, where we're focused on abundance. And it's all about actually focusing on studying the science of getting rich. And so I listened to the coach in there. She had a video that she had recorded. And so I listened to that for a couple of minutes, and that helped a little bit. I was starting to feel a little calmer, at least, and not feeling so overwhelmed. And then I decided, okay, let me just check my email for a minute. I'm just going to go back through my email. And because there was an email that I had seen from the morning that I ignored, and it was from podcastguest.com. Which, by the way, if you either host a podcast or want to be a guest on a podcast, sign up for their service, because they offer a free service where they will email you once a week with a list of podcasts. So either people who are looking for guests, you can apply, or you can be, either way, you can either apply, either be a guest or apply to be a guest, or actually host your own. Okay, I'm losing my train of thought here. But anyway, the point being is I looked through there, and you can look for guests for your program. That's what I was trying to say. Okay, which I've done. And I've actually booked people on the show from that resource. But I was looking to appear as a guest on a podcast. And I found one that I wanted to apply to. And what was cool about this particular podcast is they were looking for someone to talk about different ways that you're creative and how you use that creativity, how it helps you in life or business. And so I, in the little bio section where I was applying, I it says, you know, what's relevant. And so I talked about the fact that I've been using, I've been tapping into my musical abilities that I have, and I've been doing things like writing a song. I've been playing the organ, I've been playing the guitar, and just putting music back in my life again. I had been ignoring it for a long time. And so I'm getting back to my roots, what I used to do as a kid. And doing that exercise made me feel good. And I also decided, okay, I'm going to go grab a cup of tea. So I went down, I made myself a cup of tea. And as I was doing that, ideas started popping into my head about creating a lead magnet. And the reason why I wanted to do a specific lead magnet is because I'm scheduled to do a presentation at a networking group next week where I'm going to be talking about blogging. And I thought, let's see, what could I do? What could I create that would be useful that I could offer the attendees a freebie? And then I, in exchange, they would be on my email list. And I came up with an idea that I could create an infographic about all the different ways that you can repurpose your blog content. And I knew I'd written articles about this in the past, so I had the material there. It was just a way to create a graphic about it, which, by the way, an infographic is a great way to repurpose your blog content. So, and doing podcasts are also a good way. So I'm demonstrating it right now. Anyway, I was really energized by that. So I came back upstairs, sat down at my desk, and got my cup of tea. I got logged on to Canva, which is a great resource for creating graphics. And they had a nice template there. And I banged out a lead magnet. And I do say so myself, I'm very happy with the results for it. And in fact, I will probably offer this on my website in the near future. The point being that I want to make here is that when you get that feeling of overwhelm, sometimes you can, you know, kind of get your way through it. But I find that a better way is to wait until you're inspired to do that work. So if you're not inspired, if you are forcing it, that is your higher self telling you, step away, take a break for a couple minutes. And so, see, I did a couple things that were really productive for my business. They just weren't the original thing that I felt like I needed to do at that moment. But they were things that are going to benefit my business. I applied to be a guest on a podcast. I created a new lead magnet that I can use at the speaking presentation next week. And today, because I did that work today, I've been more in the flow of starting to work on my primary lead magnet, which is, again, one of the things that I wanted to do. It's going to be a new lead magnet that I am going to offer on my website. So because I was able to give myself the grace yesterday to say, okay, let's just do something different. Then today I was able to go back in and start working on this other project. I hope that makes sense. So anyway, the lesson here is just take a break sometimes and go do something different. Make yourself a cup of tea, go for a walk, listen to some music, do something to just give yourself space, and then it can free up the creativity that wants to come out, and perhaps it'll come out in a different way, or it'll come out the next day. Because if it's not something that really absolutely has to be done today, odds are you can tackle it tomorrow and it's going to be okay. Again, if it's something that it really is on a deadline, then sometimes you do have to buckle down and just say, okay, let me just take a quick walk, you know, walk around the block or walk around your office and then come back in, put on some music and get her done, as they say. But if you've got the space to give yourself time, then do that. In fact, I was messaging someone who joined my Facebook group today and asking her what's her greatest challenge, and it's time management. And she's having the same thing where she feels like there's so many things that she wants to get done, and yet at the same time, sometimes she just wants to sleep. And sometimes that's the best thing to do, is to just go ahead and take a nap. This year, 2020, has been incredibly stressful. Even if you've always worked from home, and so it's not like you're suddenly working from home, maybe you've got a loved one working from home now, like I do. My husband's been working from home since March, so it's been, 5 months now that he's been home. That's different. My routine is a little bit different. I have to close my door when he's having meetings with his work because his voice carries. And so I've had to adjust. And sometimes there are days when it stresses me out a little bit, just that little bit of a different thing, a different energy going on. And that's okay, as long as you then find ways to take care of you and practice self-care. Like, I finally went back and I got a massage a couple of weeks ago because I hadn't had one in about 6 months. And I said, you know what? It's time. I need this for me. I need to be able to relax and let go of the stress. So take some time for you. Do that. And do the things that really light you up. That's the other point I want to make too. When you are feeling overwhelmed, then do something else that feels good. Do something that you like to do, even if it's just for 5 minutes. So if you like to, whatever it is, if you like to read a book, go read something not business related, maybe, read something fun, or go pet your cat or play with your dog or whatever it is, but just go do something that lights you up. Because once you shift that energy and you are back in a higher vibration, then again, it's going to allow that the creative part of you to start coming through again. And it sort of frees this logjam that your brain is creating, because it's like all these competing things that you have to do, and you get like really tight. So when you can open up and do something that you like, then it just opens the floodgates, and it's a really great way to be. So I hope that is of value for you today, and I just wanted to share that with you. So I want to just suggest to you, or actually just remind you, that the next episode, I will have a guest. In fact, the next episode, I'm going to have Laura Doyle on Live, Love, Engage, and she is a relationship expert. She is, in particular, she helps women fix their relationships with their men without their man's conscious effort, so that they feel desired, taken care of, and special, no matter how hopeless it seems. So she is really an expert. She has been on Amazon Prime. She's actually had her own series. she's created online programs, live events. She's got her own. She has her own podcast as well. And it was a really interesting interview that I did with her not too long ago. So be sure that you tune in for that, because that'll be the next episode after this one. So you don't want to miss that. And until next time, I hope that you will check out livelovengagepodcast.com, so that you'll be able to, if you've missed any of our past episodes, you'll be able to catch up there. And that's also where you'll find all the show notes and everything. And also, if you ever want to chat with me about your business, things going on in your life where maybe you're challenged with time management, or just maybe just feeling stuck in your life or your business, go to engagewithgloria.com and schedule an appointment with me, because I would love to be able to chat with you and see if I can't help you get unstuck in a particular area. And until next time, this is Gloria Grace Rand, and I, as always, encourage you to go out and live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically. One more thing before you go. As a valued listener of the Live, Love, Engage podcast, I want to help you shine your light in the world, not only while you're listening to the show, but all day, every day of the week. That's why I created the Live, Love, Engage Spiritual Awakening Community on Facebook. It's a place for you to gather with other business professionals and entrepreneurs who are committed to living the life of their dreams. If you want to be a part of this community and receive free trainings from me, go to liveloveengage.com and request to join. That's liveloveengage.com.
COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. Information about children with this disease is limited, but they are known to have had mild symptoms. Many organizations are responding accordingly, depending upon their area. It's best to stay home and away from others, especially when sick, and continue following healthy hand wash guidelines, covering mouth and nose and not touching your face or high-touch surfaces. Clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces regularly, and for more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.